Hallelujah. Glory to God. Last Wednesday night, we talked about, and I want to pick up. We talked about, don't let your mouth be your ruin.
All right.
And so tonight, I want to pick up and words are very, very powerful. But the word of God carries more weight, more authority than anything else. The word of God put to naught everything else. The word will manifest in flesh, and he destroyed the works of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
So, I want to pick up here tonight and with this thought, don't let the wrong words trap you.
Right.
How do I do that? How do I keep from getting myself in a predicament, create a place where the enemy can take advantage of me? All right, how do I do that? Proverbs 12, 13 and 14. Listen to this. And listen to this. Proverbs 12, 13 and 14. The wicked is snared by the what? Transgression of his lips. How is the wicked snared? By the transgression of his lips. Y'all so quiet? Can't y'all read that with me? Good. The wicked is what? Snared by the transgression of his lip. But the just shall do what? How did I come out of trouble? I use the right words.
Amen.
How do I make my tongue speak what's right? Have you ever met a person, they just talking, then you, and they finally slow down enough for you to say something, they forgot what they said. They talking so much. They don't even remember what they said. Go ahead to verse 14. I think that, yeah. A man is what? A man shall be satisfied with what? The good by what? I want y'all to listen tonight, because see, we're talking about moving forward in this year, taking things, receiving God, supplying, and we're moving forward in taking possession, and we're going to preach and teach, and we're going to live better and higher. We're going to reach more people with this good news of the gospel. And you know, have you noticed that you can't go very far and can't do very much if you're broke, if you're sick, if you're afraid? You ever notice that? If you're broke, if you're sick, if you're afraid, if you're lazy, if you're careless, huh? So a man shall be satisfied with the good by the fruit of his lips. And the what recompense of the man's hand shall be rendered unto him. Other words, if you're going to get what God has for you, I want you to know this. God has given you everything. But don't ruin it with your mouth. Don't ruin it by saying wrong things. Don't get to joking so much that you let it become too big of a habit. It's all right to laugh, but don't get to joking that it pick up a habit and you start saying wrong things. You don't know what you're doing. Get some wisdom. Get wisdom and understand. I choose the words I speak. I don't just say anything. I won't allow myself to be pressured into saying wrong thing. Because you can get around some people and they'll put pressure on you trying to make you talk like they talk. No, I believe what I believe. And I believe the word. Hello?
Amen.
The tongue is a small member, but can boast, but can cause you a lot of trouble. So if you don't have your heart educated, listen to me now. If you don't take time and fill your heart with the word, get the knowledge of God in your heart. See the word of God won't work in your head. I'm gonna say it again. It won't work in your head. And too many times we try to work it by we mentally agree with what the word says. Oh yeah, that's true. But you won't know how you're in real faith. You won't know when you're in faith. Can I tell you? Real faith, you can tell the difference between mental assenting to something and real faith. See, a person that mentally agree, they say, that's true, I believe that. Yeah, I believe that, that's true. Yeah, that's right, they can even shout about it. But you know how you can tell you're in real faith? You take action. You start talking. You start acting. Faith always acts. I'm gonna say it again. Faith acts. It has corresponding action with what the word says. You say I'm healed, you act like you're healed. You don't go around talking, oh, you know, I'm so sick. And after you don't believe God and see the thing about it, I want to reiterate this and see can we, and that we think like this. We need to see things from God's viewpoint. We need to see things the way he sees. And God sees you like what he has done. He sees you well. When you attack with sickness and disease, he sees you well because that's why he wrote it in the scripture like you can find and read it. By his stripes, you were healed. He see you healed. And you need to see yourself that way and the devil trying to take it. He see you wealthy because he rich. He joined you to himself. And he told you how to get wealth to come to you. He told you how to do it.